condolence have also been opened for Aisling Murphy at Westmeath County Council, civic offices in Mullingar and Athlone. From today, a number of others have been opened online, and as Paul said, dozens of vigils are being held across the country today. One outside the Doyle in Dublin, organised by the National Women's Council at 4 o'clock this afternoon, at the time when it's thought that Aisling was killed. Orla O'Connor is director of the National Women's Council and joins us now. Very good afternoon to you, Orla. Thanks for talking to us on the programme. Yours is just one of very many vigils being organised right up and down the country, a spontaneous outpouring of sympathy with the Murphy family by so many people who are appalled at what happened. You say also, though, that this should be a watershed moment. In what way?
I mean, I think it already is. I mean, the fact that, you know, in the last 48 hours, there's literally vigils and gatherings being organised in every county of Ireland. I mean, I think it's quite incredible. It is really showing what a watershed moment this is in terms of the outpouring of both grief, shock, devastation, and also anger. And I think we can see the anger from women and men in terms of how we approach and how we address male violence to women. And I think this will be a watershed moment in terms of how we really start to bring an end to it.
The Minister was speaking to us yesterday, Minister for Justice Helen McEntee, and she's been talking about bringing forward a new strategy on gender-based violence, focusing on not just on protecting victims, but actually as a society, how we confront this, women and men. What would you like to see?
Yeah, I mean, this year is a critical year for the government because they are bringing forward this new strategy. And I think if ever there was a moment for the government to really show leadership on it, now is the moment. What we have right now is a government that, you know, puts this issue across a range of government departments where no one is clearly responsible. And when a woman comes forward to report, can end up dealing with multiple agencies and having to navigate the system. And that's just not acceptable. So we need real responsibility and accountability at cabinet level with one government department, and we need to see wraparound supports for people so that they can come and report, because we make it so difficult for people to report. And I think that's what we can see in so many of the experiences that women are talking about in the last 48 hours, of where they don't feel comfortable reporting, when they do, how difficult it actually is, and also the fact that we've got so used to harassment, and we've got so used to limiting our lives because of fear of violence. And I think that needs to come to an end.
We know that most women who are attacked or killed are attacked or killed by somebody they know. Attacks by strangers are relatively rare. But what's happened in the last 24 hours, 48 hours, is that very many women have spoken about their fear in public spaces, that they don't feel secure out and about.
I mean, that's it. And it is really important to say, you know, in the context of the murder of Aisling, that is the case, that, you know, most both physical violence, sexual violence happens by a person we know. But we also know that the threat and the fear is limiting women's lives. We've heard so many stories of, you know, places that women won't go, not being able to go out at night time, and the limits that puts on their lives, and how much it's a part of the decision-making process in terms of doing everyday things. And we've also seen really clearly how this is not the case for men, and how men don't think about these things in terms of the decisions that we're making. So there's something seriously wrong in our society that has created this to happen. And that's why we need the cultural change as well. We need a new conversation on male entitlement. We need to radically alter our education programs, whether that's in second level, third level, and also starting in primary, because this is a continuum in terms of how we deal and address violence against women and how we can create that zero tolerance culture.
Orla O'Connor, Director of the National Women's Council, thank you for that. And your vigil will be taking place at 4 o'clock this afternoon outside Leinster House in the centre of Dublin. Britain's foreign